This week's sugya is Tisha B'av. Churban HaBayit. Churban HaBayit. You know, Churban is a sugya in Klal Yisrael. It's not just an event. Churban is part of the fabric of what we are all about. Not something in our history that we, you know, that historically something happened. No. We live with it every day. Every tefillah we mention where we're in Galus and we ask Hashem to bring us back and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash and every tefillah. Everywhere you turn in the davening, it's about this. So I'd like to discuss the sugya of Churban in preparation to Tisha B'av. Preparation. So I want to begin by telling you that kol zman we don't properly understand what it means to be mit'abel, we might not get out of this mess, this galut that we're in. The Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Hilchot Tisha B'av, writes clearly, and he thought about it. Why are we still stuck in the galut? How come we can't get out of it? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he's for sure, he says, I thought about it and I've come to conclusion without doubt that the reason is because we don't properly mit'abel. We're not properly mourning the destruction of the Mikdash and the Churban. We say the keynote, we go through the emotions, the words, but obviously we don't know what it means to be mitabel. And kol zman, if we don't erect it, we don't fix it, rectify it, if we don't rectify it, we're doomed to remain in the matzav. So it's important to understand the sugya of Churban. In order to properly understand Churban, we have to know what we lost. That's chapter number one in the sugya. That's Perik Aleph. Perik Aleph is to know what we lost. And kol zman, we don't understand what we lost. There's no way to be misabel. Could you mourn something you don't know what it's about or appreciate what it's about? You can only mourn on something you understand what the loss is, right? This the Beit HaLevi says clearly. There's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu summons Yirmiyah to ask the Avot HaOlam to come to cry over the Mikdash. Yirmiyah goes and he says to the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, come, Hashem is summoning you because you know how to cry. You know how to cry, so come. Ask the Beis HaLevi, what does it mean, you know how to cry? What, you know somebody who doesn't know how to cry, what does it mean? Says Beis HaLevi, it means because the Avot, they know what it's supposed to look like. They understood what it really meant. The male, they could cry. If you don't know what it's supposed to be, so you think it's very good. Yeah. Someone could come into the yeshiva today and say, ah, nice, they're learning, they're davening, look, kiru, bali tshuva, beautiful. They don't understand what it's really supposed to look like. If they would know what it's supposed to look like, then you could properly be mit'abel. That's what it means, says Beit HaLevi, atem yodim lifkot, you know how to cry. Which means when you cry, it's with a proper haracha, evaluation of what it should have been. What should have it been? What did it look like? We said in this week's parsha, in the Haftorah, Shabbos Chazon, Admaschem Lizarim Ochlim Ota. Remember in Parshat Chazon? Go ahead, yeah. Nissan, read the pasuk. Admatchem. Admatchem
Lenegdechem zarim ochlim.
Lenegdechem zarim ochlim ota.
Ushmamak machtechad zarim.
Admatchem. What is the land referring to? So it could be it's referring to Admatchem, your land of Israel. The Gra in Aderet Eliyahu says it's referring to the Bet HaMikdash. The Bet HaMikdash was considered Admatchem because just like the earth is the source of sustenance, of chiyus, to people, that's where we get our food from. It's the symbol of food is the land, Adama. So too the Bet HaMikdash was Mekor HaChiyut. It was the Mekor of all chiyut for Klal Yisrael. And there is a lush of a medrash like this as well, that Bet HaMikdash was the chiyut. It was the sustenance. From there, Yidden, the Jews, got chiyus, they got life. It's the mekor of the chiyut of Klal Yisrael. So Admatchem is symbolic to the Bet HaMikdash. I want to tell you even more. The Gra in Sefer Tznius'a, in Sefer Tznius'a, Hitna'ari mi'afar kumi. What's mi'afar?
Dust.
Today, says the Gra, we are dust. Rachem al Tzion ki bet chayenu. Tzion is what? Bet chayenu. It's life, our life. When we left, it was like death. The churban. The churban was like death. And Klal Yisrael was ta'am tam mita. It was the taste of death when the Churban took place. Leaving Yerushalayim was like kever. It was like being put into the, being lowered into the kever. The nations ate us like the worms who eat the met. But yet we were left in a body, a dead body, but a body. When we had the yeshivot, the amarayim, the tanayim, but that we lost also. So now we're considered like a body that was eaten, completely disintegrated. Tarvet, it's called tarvet. Tarvet is when the body disintegrates and all is left is dry bones. And that's Isna'ari me'afar kumi. We ask Hashem, He should awaken us from afar, that we're right now, we're disintegrated completely. This is what was alive. Klal Yisrael was alive, Bizman Bet HaMikdash. Today, Afar, like Met. Because we lost two things. Bet HaMikdash, which was the Mekor HaChayim for us, and we also lost Rabotai, we also lost Tzion. Tzion Kihi Bet Chayenu. This was the Mekor of our life. I want to tell you about the Bet HaMikdash a little bit. Unbelievable. The Gra writes that we have no musag, what a simple Jew, was like in the time of the Bet HaMikdash. It's beyond our musagim. There's a beautiful medrash. The medrash brings down that there was somebody called Yosef Meshita. You know about Yosef Meshita? You heard of him? Yosef Meshita was a boget. He was an oivet of Eitz Zara. The Romans told him to go into the Beis HaMikdash and take out whatever he wants he could keep. Alright? He went in. He took out the menorah. And then they decided, no, the menorah is not for you. Menorah is not for a person. It's meant for royalty. Maybe a king should use the menorah. Go in and take something else. He says, I'm not going in again. I'm not going to do it. So they told him, we'll take off your taxes, we'll give you, we'll do feet. No. The end was they tortured him tremendously because he didn't want to go back in. Ask the Panovich Rav, an apikoros, a minute ago he was ready to go in. He went in. So what changed? Says the Panovich Rav, 1 minute in the Beis HaMikdash. All it did was take 1 minute just to be inside for 1 minute. And the person changed completely to the point that he was ready to take all the yisurim, all the torture, not to go in again. This is what the Bet HaMikdash did for people. Yeah? 1 minute. All it took was 1 minute. The Yadas Dvash brings down that we all know that the Bet HaMikdash brought Chachma. Yirmiyahu Navi, the philosoph, the philosophers asked Yirmiyahu Navi, what is he crying about? Bet HaMikdash, it's a house. And he explained that all my wisdom comes from where? From the Bet HaMikdash. That's everybody knows. But this part maybe you don't know. How did the wisdom come to people in the Bet HaMikdash? Says the Yaris Dvash from a Python called Yosef Ben Gurion. You hear the name Ben Gurion, you think, oh. There was a big Python called Ben Gurion. Yosef Ben Gurion. And the Yosef Ben Gurion, the Python, says Yaris Dvash, Chelik Aleph, that it came as osmosis, which means when the Kohen would walk on the floor of the Bet HaMikdash, from the floor to his feet, would go Chachma. And that's why he says, Yaris Dvash, you were not allowed to wear shoes. The Kohen walked barefoot, because it would be a chatzitza between him and the wisdom that he got on the floor of the Bet HaMikdash. Yaris Dvash, Rabbi Yonis Naivchitz. He continues there, Rabbi Yonis Naivchitz, and he says that the Bet HaMikdash was such that the Kohen who was there, everyone, no matter who it was, didn't have to be the Kohen Gadol, he had such Ruach HaKodesh that he would look at your face and he would say, you need to bring this and this type of carbon because you did this type of sin. He spoke about this from the Netziv once, if you remember, that the Kohen knew exactly, like a doctor. The only difference is it wasn't upon examination, it was upon looking. He looked at your face and go, you know something, you could use a little tikkun and this thing and that thing. Okay, now you understand what the Bet HaMikdash is. Eh? Now you understand the me'en, a little bit of what the Bet HaMikdash is. You know, Rabbi Isai, I was wondering to myself, how many mitzvahs we lost just about the fact that we don't have a Bet HaMikdash and that we don't live in Eretz Yisrael? Do you know how many mitzvahs we lost? How many Tayag mitzvahs are there? How many Aseis are there? No?
248.
How many are left after Churban Abayis when we got kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? You know how many are left?
90.
94. Tzadik Dalet.
Wow.
Again, how many did we have when the Bet HaMikdash was around?
248.
How many are left with?
94.
How many loisasses? How many are we left with?
170 something.
I think it's 174. Tell me, are we in the same situation that we were? Yeah, Rabbi Sain. Yeah. This is what it means, Rabbi Sain. This is what it means. And we don't even realize how we've fallen. We don't even realize what we're missing. So the Yisod of the Bet HaMikdash is to know at the beginning what the Bet HaMikdash was. Now we have to understand what it is. Where are we holding now? What is Churban? It says in the Pasuk, Heshiv Achor Yeminoi. Says the Chazal, that Hashem knew, as long as he's in the Bet HaMikdash cannot be destroyed. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Heshiv Achor. The Baruch Hashem left. And once he left, automatically, it was able to get destroyed. So the Yisod of Churban is Istalkus HaShechina. Churban, Rabbi Isai, is not something that was. Churban is something that's constant. It's Keseder. This I'm sure you all know, but we have to say it overall. Anyway, there's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet, says that Remeir used to cry every night. Why? Because there was an almanah in his vicinity. And the almanah used to cry every night that her husband died. Remeir heard this, he would get up, and he began to cry for the Churban, to the point that he lost his eyebrows. His eyebrows fell off. The Talmidim came and saw that the Rebbe looked sick. So they decided that they have to find out what it's about, and they found out what it's about, and they moved the Rebbe away from the almanah. The Gemara seems to say that when he heard the almanah cry, he got up to cry for the Bet HaMikdash. And the Mefarshim asked, what's the connection? Why is the Amana's crying Ma'orer Churban, tears of this, for the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash. What is one of the other? Bishlama, you cry the Amana, you feel bad for her. But why the Churban? And the Mefarshim explain, the very famous, he understood, Remeir, that all the suffering, all the pain, is all based on what? It's all based on the Churban. And being that it's based on the Churban, so therefore all the suffering should be Ma'orer Churban HaBayit. Terrible things happen. Yeah, there was a student, Taratmim, a wonderful boy, very famous, good boy. Everybody knew him, everybody liked him. This boy X team. Very good boy, excellent boy. Strangely, he was going to Mivakir Choyli, he was going to do a mitzvah. See, a tremendous tragedy. He was killed in a car accident this week. Tremendous tragedy. These tragedies, Rabotai, is remnants of the Churban. The Churban keeps on renewing itself. You have children in Japan in jail. You have tremendous, tremendous tragedies. This is all the Shoresh of the Churban. And what is Churban? Yistalkut HaShechina. We're going to talk. We're just beginning, Rabotai. We're just beginning. I have a lot to tell you. My heart is has so much pouring out that it's going to... A lot of things I want to say. But I think it's important first to understand well what Churban is. To understand well what Tisha B'Av is. You know, Tisha B'Av is Yom HaMuchan LePeroniut. If you look at Eicha, it says, Zanach Hashem b'yom apo, lo nishar sarid v'palid b'yom charon af Hashem. The Alshich and others say, Yom af Hashem means that the day itself is kavua for af Hashem. That's the wording of the, if you look, the whole Eicha. The Yom. Doesn't mean the day that Hashem got angry. The day is Yom af Hashem. The day that Hashem has anger. We're going to learn at the same time Mashiach was born on this day. Chazal tell us that on Tisha B'Av Mashiach is born. It's interesting, people don't know, the Zohar brings down that this was the same day that Yaakov won the Saro Shel Esav. Did you know this?
What? Again?
Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was the same day that Yaakov Avinu, that's right, that he would mitabek with Saro Shel Esav, and he won. This was also Tisha B'Av. Very interesting. Tisha B'Av is the same way it's Churban, it's also Geula. Very interesting. The same day. Kara Alai Moed. Could you imagine? If someone asks you, tell me Tisha B'Av, would you call Tisha B'Av a Moed, a Yom Tov? We sit and we say Kinot, and then when it comes to saying Tachanun, no, you can't say Tachanun, it's a Yom Tov. Well, we don't dress Shabbos. Maybe some have a custom, I don't know. There's a custom like this that people dress Shabbos, this I don't know.
Shabbat?
How could you dress Shabbos? You know,
Shabbat is from last
week. There is a minhag like this?
I don't know.
I never heard this. But the halacha definitely says that we don't say Tachanun. And the reason we don't say Tachanun is Kara Alai Moed, that it has a din of a yantif. Very strange, you know. It's strange to understand. On one hand, that it's what? A day of mourning. And on the same moment, we say it's a yantif. Kol ha-mitabel al Yerushalayim zoche v'ro'eh b'nechamata. Ro'eh is Lashon Avar. Is it Lashon Hove or is it Lashon Atid? It's Lashon Hove. Usually if you want to say you will, you say Yireh, he will see. What is the word Ro'eh? And the Mefarshim say, at this moment, presently. So could you imagine that at the moment that a person's mit abel, at that same moment he's roa benechamata, right? Doesn't say yira, doesn't say he will merit that he will see. What does it say? Zocheh v'roeh. he sees. It's interesting, huh? That at the same moment that we say kinot, we say that it's a moed. We talk about Mashiach Hashem, Ruach Hapeinu, Mashiach Hashem. Nil Kabim Sichaisim. We say clearly, we mention the Mashiach, the Medrash. So we have to define this clearly. Avelus and the Chama in the same breath. It's in the same breath. We're sitting on the floor, and at the same moment, what do? We say Nechama. You know, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to discuss, if Churban is Istalkus HaShechina, that the Shechina leaves, how do you bring back the Shechina? What do we do to bring back the Shechina? Does anybody know? You know, Rabbi Akiva was very interesting. Rabbi Akiva, Mar Maki says, Rabbi Akiva stood on the Harabayas and he sees the Shualim, he sees the foxes, and everybody's crying. Makom HaMikdash, the holiest place by Klal Yisrael, and there are foxes. Terrible. Rabbi Akiva's laughing. It's a big funny story to him. So they asked him, why is he laughing? So he says that from here I see that the Nevuah that says, Oid Yeshvu Skenim Na'arim B'chutzis Yushalayim, right, that eventually the Eibishter will give back. The Eibishter will send back, and he'll bring back all the Yushalayim. That's what he sees. So where did he see it from? He saw it from the Churban. It's unbelievable. The epitome of the Churban. What does he see? He sees the Atid, that there'll be Yeshua and Geula. How does he see it? How does he see the Atid, that the Yeshua and Geula? It's an unbelievable thing. Where everybody's sitting and crying, and Akiva sees the Atid. You know what the answer is? Shechina is everywhere. Churban is not to be able to see the Shechina. Geula is when you see the Shechina. If you look at the Makom HaMikdash and you see Shualim, you see Hashem is not here, that's Churban. But if you look in the Churban and you see that Hashem is here, that Hashem is showing us, Hashem is with us. There's no istalkut Hashchina. The opposite. Hashem is showing us that od yeshvu b'skenim b'skenim b'chovot Yerushalayim. Yeah? That itself means there's not istalkut Hashchina. Istalkut Hashchina is the way we see it. Hashem doesn't leave. Hashem doesn't go anywhere. What is it? Hashem becomes covered. The gilui of the Shechina is not revealed. The Churban is, where is Hashem? You know, I grew up with a beautiful song. It was a song that was created in the Navardic Yeshiva. I'm going to translate it for you from the Yiddish. Wald. Wald is a forest. Wald, Wald. Vitiv bistu. How deep are you? Very thick. I'm sorry, excuse me. It starts a little differently. It starts like this. Zun, zun. Zun is the sun. Sun, where are you shining? Wald is the forest. Forest, you're very thick. If the forest wouldn't be so thick, then you'd be able to have the sun shine through. Shechina, Shechina. Rabbeinu Shalom, where are you? Galus, Galus, you're very thick. If the Galus wouldn't be so thick, then the Shechina would shine through. It's a song that they would sing in the Navardic Yeshiva called Wald, Wald. Forest, how thick are you? If the gullus wouldn't be as thick as the forest, and just like the sun would shine through in the forest, the Shekhinah would shine through in the gullus. Gullus is a thick forest, that's what it is. But if you could see the Shekhinah within the forest, so you're not in the thickness of it. It's there. You hear what we're saying? Rabbi Akiva was able to look in the forest in the darkness and see the Shekhinah. See, he wasn't in the forest anymore. See, that was Rabbi Akiva. Akiva was able to see that. Churban is istalkut Shekhinah, that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the shorish? What's the shorish of the Churban? Where does it come from? Does anybody know what the shorish of the Churban? Everybody knows the Gemara that says Bechiyah Shekhinah. The Meraglim. Okay, so I'm going to tell you two more Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says that it actually has to do with the Egel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuv Bey says that originally we suffered from one Egel, but by the time the Churban came, we actually were suffering because of three Egels. Yeravim made an Egel. There was two other Egels that were made in Tanakh. And by the time the Churban, so Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuv Bey says, so with the Churban was a result actually of not one, but actually three Egels. And then the Gemara goes on to say that whenever we have trouble, so Purusha Gemara and Sanhedrin have Kuvbeis and Mibbeis. The Beis Halevi learns that the Yisod of Churban is actually the Bris Bein Apsar. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kigeri Ezeracha Beretz Lo Lahem, Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim early. Had we takabim mitaken that everything that happened in Mitzrayim, then we wouldn't need another Churban. But the fact that we still didn't finish all the tikkunim that were necessary in Mitzrayim, for example, we made an egel. This you shouldn't be looking at me matmir, because we learned this last week from the Marami Pano. So it's interesting how the Marami Pano and the Beit Halevi say the same Yisod. Elam Asa b'nei Yisrael, we said last week, and because of the egel, we're not finished with Mitzrayim yet. We still have more Mitzrayim to finish. Had we not done the egel, okay. So it's interesting. The Brit Bein Apsarim of Mitzrayim is actually affiliated with who? Is affiliated with the fact that we still have a churban because we still need galut to finish off Mitzrayim. Says the Beit Halevi, will prove it if you notice that the night of Pesach is the same night as Tisha B'av. You aware of this?
What?
Oh yes, sure. Hizbani bamrorim, hirvani lana. What's hizbani bamrorim? Maror. Because the night of Pesach is actually the same night, falls out the same night as Tisha B'av. You know, we eat an egg. The plate, the seder plate has an egg. The tour, the Rishonim tell us, why does it have an egg? You know why we have an egg on the Seder? You don't know why? Tisha B'av. The night of Pesach.
Why drink wine?
Is the night of Tisha B'av. I don't know if you know the keynote, maybe the Sfarim, I'm not sure you have the same keynote as Ashkenaz, but there's a famous piyut. B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, B'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim. We left Mitzrayim, we left Yerushalayim. It could have been B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. It could have been B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. What happened? We didn't do well. So therefore now it's B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. So we see the connection. It's clear. The connection is very clear that Mitzrayim would have been the final Gagalus. But because we didn't do properly, so therefore what? It's now B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. As far as them have this piyut, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. You know, there's a Peldik and Medrash. The Medrash says that the reason why we went to Galus is because we didn't eat matzah. You know about this Medrash?
What?
Oh, yes. Kalta Yehuda Me'oni, says the Medrash Eicha Me'oni, Shelo Yachlu Lechem Oini. They didn't eat matzah. What happened?
When they went to Egypt?
Nope. In the time of the Churban, the reason why the Churban, one of the Yisodot of the Churban is Galta Yehuda Me'oni Me'oni Shelo Achlu Lechem Oini. Mapshat. We see a big Yisod from here, Rabbi Yisai. So years ago I said the pshat is because Lechem Ayni, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. How do you forget that? Not eating matzah shows lack of hakarat hatov takodesh baruch. Hashem took you out. You don't appreciate the nisim. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shetzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim. The Rishonim say that you have to thank Hashem and believe in Him. Why? You're out of Mitzrayim. So if you start chipping away at the karat tov that we should have for Hashem for all that He did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim, and further, you don't eat matzah. Not eating matzah might be a sign of not appreciating all the avar. It misses in the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim. But the truth is, I wanted to say a little bit deeper this year, and that is, and we're going to discuss this. You know, Klal Yisrael has a talich, there's a journey. In our journey, we're supposed to move ahead. We're supposed to grow. We're supposed to take the lessons of the Galus and never repeat the mistakes. If Lechem Oni means that we didn't eat and means that we didn't what? Keep the Pesach. We didn't take Yitziat Mitzrayim and the lessons that were learned in Mitzrayim. So what happens? We have to go back and start again with those lessons. Klal Yisrael is supposed to grow midor ledor till the end of times when we have the shleimus. The not eating lechem only means that we were receding backwards instead of proceeding forwards. B'tzeiti mi Mitzrayim, b'tzeiti mi Yerushalayim. There's a comparison. Yeah. The Galut is sometimes where we didn't fix, and we're still back to the problems and the things that we're supposed to fix from the Avar, and we don't fix them. So Mela, what happens? We have to go back into Galut. It comes back to us. Rabotai, listen carefully. I went through all the Gemaras and Chazal and why the Churban Habayit happened. And you know what I realized? We do the same thing again and again. I haven't changed. I haven't changed very much. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Instead of moving ahead, we recede backwards. And then we wonder, Hashem, how come? How come? How come we're in Galut? I'm going to discuss all the different Gemarot, the reason for the Churban. And you'll be scared to see we're still in the same boat. Galut is a, what do you call that? When it keeps on coming back. Well, huh? A reoccurring. Maybe I can tell you a joke. Can I tell you a joke? Okay. And the reason why I don't feel bad saying the joke is I heard this from my father, who said, oh, from his father, my grandfather. And it's not a joke as much as it is a tremendous lesson in life. A person once went into a restaurant and they served him meat or chicken. Didn't look very appetizing. It looked like you had to have kavod for it, derech eretz, because it was older than the person who was eating it. Okay? Kitzer, he didn't want to eat it. So what happens? So the meltzar, the waiter, comes over and says, I suggest you to eat it. You know why? Because if you don't eat today as the meat, you're going to get it tomorrow as blintzes. And if you don't eat it tomorrow as the blintzes, you're going to get it the next day as kreplach. You know, kreplach is the what they put the meat in. So eventually you're going to end up eating it anyway. So you might as well get it over with now. At some point, you're going to end up getting it. You know, the lessons of Galut is the same thing. Either you take the lessons early, because if not, at one day you're going to have to deal with it. It ain't going to go away, Rabbi Isai. So you might as well deal with it now, better than later. It's going to keep on coming back. And it's going to come back and back and back. What are the reasons for Churban, Rabbi Isai? The Gemara in Gittin Daf Peches tells us, Bittel Torah. You know this Gemara? The Gemara says clearly that the Oivda Vaidazara, the different Bati Dinim, yet what was the final? Hamazker, right? The Gemara says that it was Bittel Torah. Remember the Gemara? Huh? No, Hamavdar is in the Darim. That's Azm Tairasi, that's a little different. But Bittel Torah, there's a very famous Gemara that was because of Bittel Torah. Alright. The Gemara in the Darim, Pei Aleph, Amar Aleph says, Amav Daretz, Lebaruchu Batayra Tchila. Because they didn't go and make Birchat HaTorah. So what? It's so bad. Is it so bad not to make Birchat HaTorah? So Bishlam, you come and you say, Bitul Torah. Alright, I hear that. But Shalabachu Batorah Tchila. So the Mefarshim will say, the Ran and all the Rishonim, it lacked in Chashivut. When something is Chashuv, you make a bracha on it. But if it's not Chashuv to you, so you don't make a bracha. So this is why. Alright, it's so bad. It's such a big Avera. Is it one of the Yarog Va'al Yavor? That we, the three carnal Averis. You know, the Gemara says that one of the reasons Bayit Rishon was Nechrav was because of Shvichat Damim and Gil Arayit. It was big Averis. Mm-hmm. How could it be that all of a sudden on the same plateau, on the same level, we have Shalom Baruchu Batorah Tchila? Unless maybe that's what we're supposed to learn from here, that when there's no Chashivut HaTorah, it's just as bad as the three great Averis. Maybe. I'm thinking of something else, Rabotai. But let me tell you over many more Gemarot. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes that because of the Tashbar, the Tinoket Shel Beit Rabban, Charva Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed. Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Bitul Tinoket Shel Beit Rabban. No. Bitul Tinokot Shobet Rabban, which means the children, the yeshivot for the little children. Now, I just want to say something very sharp, you'll forgive me. I don't know if it means literally that there were no yeshivot. Maybe it meant that they didn't take kids into the yeshiva. Maybe they had Sinat Chinam, who gets in and who doesn't get in. Maybe only certain people from certain homes, depending on the bank accounts that they have. Yeah. That's why I'm saying I don't have to speak it out clearly, but I pretty much mean that. I don't know what Tinokach, Bitul Tinokach Shabbat Rabban means. I don't know, it can mean many things. Just Daila Chacham, Daila Mevin, Beremiza. You know, there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Mordechai, when he went into the Malchut, Mordechai HaTzadik, Pirshu Mimenu, Sanhedrin, his friends stood away from him. They got angry at him. Ratzui l'rovecha. L'rov v'lo kulam. Gemara Megillah. Asked the Netivot a very nice question. The Nesivos HaKadosh, the Nesivos. He asked the question, how come he was considered ostracized. That's the word I'm looking for. So ostracized. He meant Hatzalah. He meant to save the Jewish people by going into the government. So the Mefarshim say, you see from here that Afal Pikein, you have to sit and learn and you shouldn't be busy with Hatzalah. All right. Trust in Hashem. The Nesiva says a different pshat. The Nesiva says, you know, Mordechai was a Rebbe for little children. The Gemara says clearly that when Haman came, he was sitting and teaching little children.
Kmitza.
Says the Nesiva is Chacharva Yerushalayim because of Tinaikus Shal Beis Rabban. Right? So the best Hatzalah, the biggest Hatzalah, was to the Tinaikus of Beis Rabban. So this, if you give up the Tinaikus of Beis Rabban to go into Atzala, what are you doing? This is more Atzala than this. Why are you deceive us? Ah, Yafemot, Yafemot. Deceive us. Beautiful. Now you know why he said good pshat in the Gemara. Now you know how he learned good pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, because he was good. He understood. He hear the pshat Rabbi sides. They didn't have upset at him that he was osik in Atzala. They would say, this Atzala, this is more. You look at the Gemara, the Gemara says, unbelievable that the world stands on Tinaikus of Beis Rabban. The next piece of Gemara there, Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes, that the whole world stands on Hevel Piyam Shel Tinaikus Beis Rabban. So the greatest Atzala you could do is to teach the children. What are you giving up that to go into the Malchus? Tinaikus Shel Beis Rabban. There's another Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, in Kuf Yud Tes on the base, that says, Shmira Shabbos. That they didn't keep Shabbos properly. And since they didn't keep Shabbos properly, Mela, what happened was, Avda Haaretz. That's what caused the Churban. You think they were Mechalel Shabbat? I don't think so. You know why? Soon we're going to learn about this. When the Gemara says, Shalu l'chachamim, shalu l'neviim, they asked everybody, Ama avda aretz. If they were being mechalel Shabbat, you don't think that the answer would be pretty obvious. I want to tell you more. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk, Tzachaku al mishbateha. You know what the pasuk is? It's an Eicha. One of the psukim in Eicha is Tzachaku, which means Tzachaku, which means that they made light on the Mishpateha. Says the Gemara, Bitlu Hashmitot. They didn't keep Shmita. They didn't keep Shmita. There's another Gemara, which also the Targum brings down. Galta Yehuda Me'oni. Oni, no tzedakah. They didn't care about Aniyim. They didn't give tzedakah. You know, there's a beautiful pshat. There's a beautiful pshat from the Chida. Beautiful. It says in the Pasuk, we learned it in Chazon Yeshaya, in Naftaira, Tzedek Yalimba V'ata Meratzchim. You remember the Pasuk? Go ahead, read it. Read the Pasuk. Tzedek, it's beautiful. Chida. Let me tell you, Rabotai, you don't know what the Sfarim have with the Chida. You guys don't even know how. You know, it's something out of this world. Go ahead. Tzedek Yalimba. Tzedek Yalimba. What does it mean, Tzedek? Yalim. Yalim means to sleep overnight. Vata with what? An aleph or an ayin? Ayin. Which means now, meratzchim. What does it mean? It says the chidag of aleph. When it came to tztaka, tzedek, yalimba. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Aber tzicha, ata, right away. Now that they took care of right away. To do a bad thing to another guy, that was, oh, I don't know, I gotta take care of right away. You come to me for tztaka, tzedek, yalimba. Chidag. Rabbi Yitzchak Naifshitz brings it down. You know, they say over a story about a guy who robbed the shul. He walked away with $500 in cash and $30,000 in pledges. Tzedek Yalimba. Tzedek Yalimba. Machar. Come to me tomorrow. Guy came for tzedakah, no problem. You come to me tomorrow. I'll come to my secretary. But if it's about it, I'll take care of it. Oh, it's the tickets for the game. Let me take care of it right now.
What's
the original question? Now, Ata, with an eye. Va'ata meratzchim. Chidar. The grasses and all sorts. Beautiful stuff. Yeah, Tzedek Yalimba. So they didn't give tzedakah either. Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah, they didn't give tzedakah. Okay. Chametz bePesach, I told you, right? They didn't with the matzah, right? Galta Yehuda Me'oni. Okay. The Medrash says Shelo Hochichu Zeze. Medrash Rabba Eicha in the Pticha. Now one of the reasons Charma was because that they didn't eat matzah. They didn't rebuke. They didn't give tachan. Excuse me. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes on the Bay says another reason. Bizui Talmid Chachamim. Shayu Mevazim Talmid Chachamim. You know this Gemara? You should look up these Gemaras, Rabbi Isaac, because they're endless. This doesn't stop. I have a list of maybe 25 Gemaras of what they did wrong. You know, I was once sitting on a Din Torah, and there was a lady who came complaining about her husband. She brought a whole notebook worth. It was an entire notebook. No, it was unbelievable. She kept a full diary of everything he did wrong. So I remember Rav Liebe Zechona Levachad, Charles Chu's Beit Avi, brilliant man, turned around and he says to me, you know, I don't believe one word she says. I go, why? He says, you know, when you come with a complaint, it's one or two things. But if you have a list of 30 things, you see that she's stam. The guy didn't have enough time to do all this stuff. And I thought about what he was saying. It's a good word. You come and you say, if you come and say, with an alphabetical order, you see that Shastam, you see Stam that it's Tanot, Val Tanot.
So sometimes,
yeah, she's looking for problems. So sometimes I wonder to myself, there's a list of 25 that I found. I'm sure there's even more in the Mefarshim. I didn't even go through the Mefarshim. I'm talking about the Gemaras. Can you imagine what the Mefarshim explained? Yeah, I'm going to show you something, Pilei Pliyim. Ready? Pilei Pliyim. One of the things that's brought down, that Chalma of the Aretz, Kalta Yuda Me'oni, Yumei Rov Avoda. What's Rov Avoda? What does it mean? So Rov Avoda could mean, Rov Avoda, which means, they worked so hard, and that's the Galut itself. Kalta Yehuda Me'oni, there was no money, a lot of work, so they couldn't live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pashup shot in the Pasuk. Sometimes when there's no money and too much work, the economy is so bad, no money, so we have to pack up and call it quits. Targum says a different pshat. Meiroiv avoyde, because they used to make their avodim overwork. So therefore they went into galut. Galta Yehuda me'oni, they didn't give tzedakah, and also meirov avoda, that they made their avadim overwork. So I wanted to know who we're referring to. Are we referring to a Jewish Eved, a Goyish Eved? Is the problem because they were over the Is of Lotir de Bal Befarech? Is that what it means? It's funny to say that the Churban came because they overworked their Avad. Could you imagine? I'm not making it up. You think I'm making it up? If someone came and told me this, I would say, which Sefer did you find it in? Tell them, you know where you found it? In the Targum. The Targum on this Pasuk. Put it away. What's Rav Avoda? No? You overwork the end. Merov Avoda. You hear? Merov Avoda. What is a Merov Avoda? How could it be Merov Avoda? How? Yeah, what do you want to say? Merov Avoda means they overwork their avodim. That's what it means. Now, why would that be a reason for a churban? Okay. Let me tell you a few more stuff. Of course, we all know the Gemara Yuma, Tavtet Amud Bet, Sinat Chinam, right? Everybody hated everybody. I'll tell you of Amari de Gazach. There's an Ariza, Rabotai, it's Kedai just for this to come here today.
Today.
Listen carefully. The Arizal says Meridik. You hear? Okay. There's a beautiful Medrash Rabotai.
Yeah, I can.
Listen, you guys can keep the yard signs. I'll learn his Torah. What do you want from me? I learned his Torah all day. Don't worry, I don't need his yard sign to learn his Torah. Yeah. I tell you something which is matukash. Listen carefully. Yeah. Medrash says, Avotai, the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tanot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in your Torah, and when you shecht an animal, v'chisa et amo, you have to cover the blood, kisui hadam. So how come you spilled the blood of the Jewish people in the Churban and you didn't cover their blood? The blood just kept flowing. How come you didn't keep what it says in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ta'ana number 2, we have on you. It says, O Tov Yed Ben Olos Yishchatu B'Yom Echad. That's the halacha. So how could it be in the Churban that you had fathers that were killed together with their children? Zecharia, the Kohen Gadol, the famous story with the Kohen Gadol, they killed the Kohen Gadol, the Medrash says, and the daughter was making the parochas, she was weaving the parochas, and she ran, Oy Abba, and they killed her also. And the blood was misariv, it says, their bloods got mixed together. So what's with your din? The din ha-Torah. And third question is, by negatzaras, the Kayin says, first, opinu et habayit, first we take out all the kelim, and then we posek on the house that it's sagur, mukhlat, tameh. And how come in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, you left the kelim inside, you let everything burn? Kacha katuv b'medrash, agha malachim ayulem tanot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, what should I do? There's sinat chinam. There's sinat chinam. Says the Arizal, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Ki hiflam imcha davar. Says by... You see the word Arizal. Listen to Arizal. Ki hiflam imcha davar. When it's a wonder to you. Bein dam ledam. Between the blood, kisi adam, and hakam, and the churban the dam. Bein din, the din of otovet beno. And what happened? How come in the nega taras we close up the house, but first we take out the kelim? And the answer is divrei rivot b'sharecha. Because there's fights, divrei rivot. Sinat chinam. It's merumaz in the parizah. Merumaz in the pasuk. It's merumaz in the pasuk. Because it's Sinat Chinam, the Medrash, beautiful. Where he found the Medrash in the Pasuk. Ivu Tadin. The Medrash says the story of the Malach. The Arizal says that's Pshat the Pasuk. He puts it back into the Pasuk.
How the answer? Sinat Chinam. Why could not take the
Kelly? I answer you. We still don't have clear. The answer to the question, how could it be that many things? How could it be that many things? And how could you compare all these things? Some of these things are chamorot, and some of these things, so on. Ivut adin. What is ivut adin? Ivut adin means very bad when it came to dinei mamonot. There was no truth. You look at a lot of the chazon is about this. Very bad that there was a lot of ivut adin. Go ahead, read the psukim over there. By mishpat. Meleti Mishpat, right? L'sigim is all about that the Ivut Hadin. Kulo have Shochad. Oh, so what's Shochad and Shalmonim? So there's a Gra. The Gra is a beautiful pshat. Shochad is before the din comes. Yeah, Shalmonim, presence. So Shochad's before, you don't have to run after them. They'll come to you. But the Shalmonim, the presence that you want to get after for paskening, that you have to run after them. You'll never see them. Once you pasken for them, they're gone. You never see them again, right? So you have to run after them. In the ground, we learn to pasken. Kulay, I have Shochad. But Shalmonim, the stuff that comes after the din, which they promise you presents.
The money,
they promise you, have to run after that. That you have to run after. The crowd, not there at all, yo. You hear? They were full of corruption. What do you think? You think bribes? It's an old story. Ivu Sadin. You think the news of today is not an old story? It's an old story. It's an old tamaisa. The Gemara in Bamitziah, Taflamid Amar Aleph says, you know why Chorva Yerushalayim? Another reason, and that is Shemidu Divrehem or Dinehem al Din Torah. Which means that they went and everything that they did, I'll take it to Din Torah. And I told you this when I came to Lakewood. I was shocked. Every other word the guy tells you, take it to Din Torah. Everything, take it to Din Torah. Take it to Din Torah. Everything is Din Torah. Shemidu Dinehem al Din Torah. So what's wrong with that? It's so bad. It's very good to go. No, din Torah is just halach. What's wrong? He wants to know what's wrong with it. What's right? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? So what? It's so bad. At least they go to din Torah. Today would be the opposite. Sue him in court before the din Torah. What is it? At least they go to din Torah. No. What's hinidu divrayim al din Torah? The Medrash in Eichas is another thing. You know what the problem was? Gasut haruach. A lot of ga'ava. Gasut haruach. Medrash Eichas Rabba says that the reason why Yerushalayim was nechrav because they had a lot of gasut haruach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvdal and Mibay says hitkarvu la'umot. They were too close to the guy. Too close to the guy. Huh?
Both of them?
I don't know, but the Gemara says Lecharv Yerushalayim El Bnei Gasya Ruach Sheyesh, but it was Gasya Ruach. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara also brings down that they weren't Mekabel Techachim and Neviim. It says in Yehari B'Mikdash Hashem Koyim V'Navi. Who's it referring to? Zechariah, the Navi. So the Rabbi Yitzel Blazer Koyich V'Ar explains Hashem gives you a present. Gives you a Navi to come and help you, be mochiach you. What do you do? You don't listen to him and you trample over him and you kill him. You leave him on the side of the road as roadkill, right? Any guy who stands in your way gives you a little musr, you can find him in the East River, right? And if it's not literally that you find him in the East River, you're definitely not goris him. You push him aside. Vatel him kafra da'ara. So he says, Lo shamul mochichim. And of course, he's a Baal Musr, so it was very sensitive to him, the Rabbi Yitzel Blaz, at this point. Because the Baal Musr probably suffered from this Nakuda. But the point is that that's im Yehorig b'mikdash Hashem, Kohen v'Navi. Who's the Navi? Zechariah. That Hashem sent him Zechariah. And what happened? Got rid of him. They bumped him off. Okay. There's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Testament Beis. Maybe this will be a something which will remind you. It's brought down that Lecharv Yerushalayim Ela Mishum Shehishvu Katon. He remembers the Gemara. Katon v'Gadol. That everybody was the same. A big, a young, and a young and old. Everybody Katon v'Gadol. Hishva. Everybody was the same, equal. Yeah, I'll give you a story to give you a little bit of what it sounds like. I once gave two kids a ride, two ninth graders a ride in Lakewood. They were hitching, so I gave a ride. I picked them up. Walk into the car. The first thing they asked me, what's your name?
Your friend.
What am I, your friend? What's wrong with you? What's my name? What do you ask? How did I answer? Oh, very sharply. You know that.
You didn't know which car the other
thing. Yeah, they got in the wrong car, obviously. So I asked them, I said, what's the difference? What's the difference what my name is? So normally I expected that the guy would say, I'm sorry, he should have realized, right? They didn't finish. Because I'm curious. That's all he had to say. I said, curiosity sometimes is very immature and a very not nice thing. That was it. Finished. They didn't ask me then anymore what my name is. But I realized this, your son. When older people, how many times you walk over in shul, yeah? And an older person, what's wrong with you? You get up, you know, sometimes you come to a simcha. You have little kids sitting on the chairs when older people who are older than them don't have chairs necessarily. By Sfaradim, it's not as much because you guys have more derecherets than these young.
Yeah.
But by Ashkenazim, it's a terrible, horrible, horrible thing that they sit there and then and little children sit down and older don't. Hish v'katan v'gadol. But still, is that a reason for a churban? You know, there's a very interesting klayak in Parshat Tzav that says that the problem is that the Talmidei Chachamim were nitkarvu l'Ami Aretz, and that they used to make parties together with the Amaratzim. Kliyaka, very interesting Kliyaka. Bottom line, with all these things that they did wrong, how could there be such a long list? A, and B, not all of them seem to be equal. Some of them much worse, and some are much, much less. You know, Rabotai, what I think the pshat is? If you notice, Eicha mentions very little. I'm about the Bet HaMikdash. It's interesting that Tisha B'Av, we mourn the Bet HaMikdash, yet Echa, the Kinot, little, very little. Most of it is about what, Rabotai? Yerushalayim. Echa Yashva Vadad Ha'ir. Ha'ir Rabotiham. It's about the city. It's about Yerushalayim. Darkei Tzion Avilot. It's all about the Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Why? I'm going to tell you something very shocking. We could live without a Bet HaMikdash. We don't need the Bet HaMikdash. We survive very, very well without the Bet HaMikdash. You know how I know this? Reb Chaim Volozhiner knows this. You know how I know this? I heard this from my Rebbe Rav Pam. You know how I know this? Reb Moshe Paskins like this in his Sefer Darash Moshe. And the reason why I say Paskins, everything Reb Moshe said was Psak Halacha. Everything Reb Moshe said was Psak Halacha. You know, they say over that when they asked a bracha for Reb Moshe, Reb Moshe would say, I don't want to give you a bracha, but I want to paskin for you a bracha. Because since I'm a posik, the posik adar, so everything I say has to be nitkayem in halacha. So therefore, I paskin that you should have refuah. Sure, Psak Halacha. Who's going to argue the Mefurish Igrat Moshe? Would you argue with your Moshe's Psak? Hashem's not going to argue. Torah Lav B'Shamayim. Hashem has to live. Rav Michal Shurkin used to say over this that Rav Moshe used to paskin the Yishav Rafu Shleim. So Rav Moshe in his Darash Moshe paskins this. I'll tell you how Rav Moshe writes it. It says, Ashabsai Saitish Moiru Mesmigdashi Tiro. Shabbos. Keep the Shabbos and fear the Mikdash. Says the Gemara, what do we learn from this? That the Beit HaMikdash is not Doich HaShabbos. You don't build the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos. Shabbos comes before, takes precedence. Says Rav Moshe, why? Because we don't really need the Beit HaMikdash as much as we need the Shabbos. The Shabbos is much, 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 much more important. Much more important. Shabbos is the way of life. The way of life of a Jew is more important than the Bet HaMikdash. We live thousands of years without a Bet HaMikdash. We cannot live without Shabbos. Yeah? He says a very interesting Yisod, Rav Moshe. You know, a shul, of course, it should be nice, but it's not l'chuyav to be nice. A shul could be four walls, a broken bench, like a chassidus shtibel from hundreds of years ago, at a table. He says the goyim, they throw all their money into the church. It has to be beautiful. Why? Because they have no religion besides for the church. Out of the church, there's no religion. It's just when they come to church. So therefore, they go and put all their money. We, on the other hand, we have a life besides the shul. We have our homes. We have our business. We're Yidden wherever we go. Says Rav Moshe, therefore, the shul could be very simple also. Because it's not, the point is not so much, the whole religion is the synagogue. It's not. Religion is the house. It's the way we behave in the street. It's a lot more than just the base Knesset. So says Rav Moshe in the Darash Moshe. Point being, I believe that, you know what we lament? Lament. You know what we're saying Echa for? We're saying Echa for what the Yid used to look like. His way of life in Yerushalayim. You know, there's so many Chazalim, which are Peledik, that talk about the Chachmeyal the Yerushalayim. The wisdom. The wise children of Yerushalayim. Right? You know, the Chazalim, many, 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 many Midrashim about how wise the people of Yerushalayim and the children of Yerushalayim were. Why is that so important? And the answer is, we're trying to bring out that the Derech HaChayim, and that's the Pshat, Tzion Kihi Bet Chayenu. It was our home, it was our way of life. Eicha Yashav Vodad Ha'ir Ha'ir Rabasiyam Vateitze Mibat Tzion Kol Hadara, the beauty, beauty. Beauty of Yerushalayim. Beauty of what we had is what we lament, what we say Eicha for. It's not so much the Bet HaMikdash. Not so much the Bet HaMikdash. You know, I was thinking of a Merid Kipshat Rabbi Yisai. Which Haftacha, listen to a Pshat Rabbi Yisai, it's Kedai to come just for this. Which Haftacha was Rabbi Akiva happy when he saw the Shual? Which Haftacha? Oy Yeshvu? Chavod Yerushalayim. That's the Haftacha? Huh? I understand. Od Yeshvu Skenim Skin Bechavot Yerushalayim. Do me a favor. I don't know what you want for my life. Can you take the Gemara Makkos and read it for me? But it's also the same point. It's the same point. No. No, it's a
possible.
No. Okay, I don't know. Shh. Don't ruin a beautiful, beautiful shot. Marmakis, no? Rabbi said, listen, it's a Marid. It's Kedai to write down this pshat. Rafi, listen to the pshat. Listen, I'm telling you. This you won't hear anywhere else. You know, sometimes my head tells you nice Torah. Sometimes my heart tells you nice Torah. This is the Torah that my heart tells you. Go ahead. Which pasuk? No? This is the ultimate Od Yeshvu Zkenim Uzkenot Bechavot Yerushalayim. Huh? Tell me about the Beis HaMikdash. And you know what the answer is? He saw the Shualim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's okay, we could survive that. But the Od Yeshvu Zkenim Uzkenot is Bechavot Yerushalayim. Beauty of Yerushalayim. That's what he was looking forward to. You hear Yitzi? It's a Mayri Kipshat. It's a Mayri Kipshat. The life that he had in Yerushalayim. This answers all the questions that I spoke to you about. Some of it is not as bad, but it was signs of the beauty of the life that people had in Yerushalayim. Gasa Teruach is not the way you're supposed to behave in Yerushalayim. The beauty of what it was, Bet Chayenu, the life that we had in Yerushalayim. Hisht Abdu, that they worked out, they worked their slaves. So what's wrong with that? What the Isav Lo Tirda Babifarach, I want to tell you, I'm married again. It's something that you might not even know what I'm talking about, but it's something that you have to be sensitive to. Do you remember my grandmother? You remember my grandmother?
Yeah.
My grandmother taught me a lot. She was a sign, a semel of what it was like in Europe by the Gedolim, you know, by the giants of the aristocratic behavior, the behavior of Kovod HaBriot. I don't know if some of you remember a little bit. You remember my grandmother?
Yeah, I remember.
Of course. Okay.
You know, we had a goita, a Polish maid. She was a kleptomaniac. She was crazy. She used to steal every day, every single day. And we used to beg her, beg my grandmother, get rid of her. She's stealing. You know, my grandmother says, I grew up in a home that you can't hurt people. I can't throw a person out of my house. I just can't do it. So we kept a goita, a Polish maid, who would steal. It was even a game. You know what the game was? After she would steal, at the end of the week, my grandmother would go into her room and take back the stuff and put it back where it belonged. And then she would go and steal it again. It was like a whole zach, a whole cat and mouse game that we had every week. Grandmother would come and just clean out the drawers and take it back. And she wasn't embarrassed. She would steal it again, hoping that this time my grandmother won't come and get it. Okay?
Got it.
tell me, in normal home, they get rid of a gerber, right? Ganav, you get rid of. Lishtabed. To overwork. I remember. The Eibishter knows that I'm telling you the truth. You won't believe this. Once a geiter who came, a Polish geiter. She must have weighed Kenainahara. I don't know what they fed her. Maybe they fed her an entire cow. Okay? But it says by the seven cows that they ate it up, Lainira, they weren't able to tell that the cows ate up. Here you were able to tell. Believe you me, we're able to tell. So she couldn't move. So I remember my mother said, get rid of her. She can't move. My grandmother couldn't. It was the heart to do it. So I remember many things my grandmother would do herself, and the geiter would just sit there. And she would talk to my grandmother. My grandmother would be doing the whatever, the stuff in the kitchen, because she didn't have the heart to throw around. This Rabbi Isai is royalty of Midas. And this is possibly what the Targa means, that they were thrown out of Yerushalayim. Why were they chorv of Yerushalayim? Because they were meshabed, they overworked, lacked kavod habris. It was a certain abuse of the midas. So even though it's not talking about big aveiru, we said that loy baruchu b'atayr tchila, such a big aveiru. You know what the answer is? It lacked the greatness of what Eden loved Torah. A Eden Yerushalayim loved the Rebbeinu Shalom. He loved Torah. The minute the lifestyle of Yerushalayim changed, loy baruchu b'atayr tchila, you didn't recognize anymore the Dor Ovar, the door that saw the Mikdash, and the door that, like the Goyin says, a simple Jew in the time of the base of the Mikdash. It started to slip. Mele Rabbi Nishleilam was Galsa. Rabbi Nishleilam sent us out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's true, the Averis maybe were not earth-shattering, all of them. And maybe there was a lot. How could there be so much? And you know what the answer is? Because we're not talking about the Averis. We're talking about... We're not talking about the Shosh. We're talking about the start. Yeah.
The Itnagut
started to change. The whole life started to change. It wasn't the way it was and the way it was expected to be. So it's true we're not talking about you did this Averis. And that's what sells. Ma Avdaretz. What's the question? And the answer is, maybe it's not clear. Maybe it's not one thing. It was just many things. Many things. Many little things were starting to deteriorate. Ateitze mi basio in kol hadara. The beauty left. Another part of the Churban, which I think is important that we have to discuss, is the Bechiah. The Inyan of Bechiah, the crying. Chazal tell us that the Rabbeinu Shleilam, when he saw the Beit HaMikdash in burning, he cried, Bechiah, cried tears. The Maral speaks about this point. Tears? How could it be that the Rabbeinu Shleilam has tears? You know, I was thinking to myself something interesting. What is a tear? What is a tear? Do you know what it is? It says Afal Pich Ninalu Shari Tfila. Shari Dima Loi Ninalu. The gates of Dima are not closed. What is Dima? What is Dima? Do you know what Dima is? Is there anything physical? Is there anything about Dima which could be external and not real? It says clearly many times that you could use and say the Shem Hashem or Belibam in the heart. Speech, when you talk, it could mean not that it's coming from Emet, from a Shorash. Dima is something which is Kulei Ruchni. It's all Ruchni. The Mois is Kulei Ruchni. So the fact that Hashem has Bechi, not a question. Maral asked us for a question. How could the Rebbeinu Shem have Bechi? I would like to argue with the Maral. And if he'll be upset at me when we come to Shemayim, he'll understand that I meant well. I meant well. I believe that Bechi is not a physical thing. Bechi is a spiritual thing. And that's the pshat. Afa pi sheninalu shari tfila, shari dima lo ninalu, because it's not subject to a shar. It's not subject to be closed. A shar is subject to be closed. Dima is ruchni. You know, I don't know if anybody knows. Who was the first person to cry? Do you know, Rafi? It's a medrash. No, the Elam doesn't know this? Adam Arishan. Who gave him the demi? Does anybody know what that is? That was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Yishol gave it. It says in Chazal, it's a famous medrash, that Adam Arishan was very much bitzar. So Rabbi Yishol says, I'm giving you a matana. And then every time you use this matana, you'll feel better. That's why when a person cries, he feels a lot better. Why does a person feel? You ever think about it? Why does a person feel better?
Empties out.
Empties out. What? What gets emptied out with tears? What?
His feelings.
What is it? No.
His feelings.
His feelings. Okay, let me tell you a big yesod. Let me tell you a big yesod. Even a guy, not necessarily you. This world has pain. When you're close to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, I started with this. You know, what exactly is Churban? You know what Churban is, Rabbi Isai? Churban is Silu Kashchina. That's what Churban is, Silu Kashchina. You know what Geula is? Geula is filling that void with Shechina. Kalamisabla al Yerushalayim Zaych V'Raya, right now. It's interesting how at the same moment where there's Avelus, the Inyan of Bacha Yisifke, the cry, and automatically there's Geula. It's the same Shoresh. Tears, I don't know if you know, tears can be tears of pain, and there's such a thing as tears of joy. The Bechi is something which could be Simcha and Etzet at the same time. When you're Misabal al Yerushalayim, you understood what I'm saying. Zoicha v'roya b'nechemasa, at that moment, you feel very close to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The same moment. You cry that you're missing, and the crying that you're missing makes you feel very good that you'll have. Same Bechi. At the same moment when a person sits by the kinnis and he cries on the Silu Kashchina, but the Rabbi Nishlam is not there. And he's Mayri Demayis on the Silu. They say, oh, the Chassam Sofer by the Sulam Afsekis would sit and cry, fill up a cup with his tears and take the bread and dip it into the tears. The tears are a very essential part of the Bechia. And that's why it was such a big chet, Bechia Shalchina. Why was such a big thing, Bechia Shalchina? You cried for nothing. I mean, whatever the Avera was, it was Kfira. No, wasn't the Avera Kfira? So why is it so much the Bechia? So Pasha doesn't, it's just an expression, really, right? Like Dilma, no, Rabbi Isai. Bechia brings a person very close to the Rabbi Nishlam. A person cries by davening, he feels very close to Hashem. Bechia is something very, you know, even, it's interesting, even between two people, if there's Bechia, there's a certain connection. Bechia is a meridik kayach, it's a spiritual thing. To take it and abuse it, lechinam, something which was supposed to be used to bring someone close to Hashem, was used to bring him far away from Hashem. Atem b'chisam, b'chiyah shel chinam. There's a tain on the b'chiyah shel chinam. So the tikkun of it is what? To cry because I want Hashem. The b'chiyah of Tisha B'av is b'cha yisivke as a tikkun for the b'chiyah shel chinam. So that's the zayich v'raya b'nechmas. That itself is the nechama. The fact that the Abish is there. Rabbi Akiva saw the Shu'alim Hilchubai, but he was misnach. Why? Because he knew that the Rabbi Nishlam was there. The Rabbi Nishlam was telling him, you know, the other Gemara says that he saw the Kail Hamayni, he saw the big, they heard the big parade, and they started to cry. So what happened? Rabbi Akiva again left, and he said that, you see this, if Imla Oysir Ritzayne Kach, I'm saying la'ena yisutzayne kach la'yisutzayne alachs kama v'kama. So what's the pshat in that Gemara? He saw that the Eibishter was there also. It looks like the Eibishter was mesalik himself, but fakir, the Rabbi Yisrael was trying to send a message to Klal Yisrael that they're having so good when they don't do what they're supposed to do, you'll get much more. So he saw the Rabbi Yisrael in that also. So then he saw, then he was happy. When somebody sees the Rabbi Nishlam, make him happy. The Bechiyah of Tisha B'Av, that's what it means by Chazal, that the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. It's an unbelievable thing. On one hand, we're crying, tremendous tragedy, and that crying itself is Karalai Mayit. That same crying, because the Zaycha V'Raya Ben Achmasa, you feel the Eibishter. You feel the Eibishter. I say it over, and with this will end. Rav Gifter used to say over. The word Mayid doesn't have to mean party. The word Mayid means Vat, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayid is a connection, Vat. Tisha B'Av is Vat, that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can get hit, right? A father who sometimes is very close to his son will hit him. But shivtecha mishantecha heimi nachmuni, because you know he's the father. The Bechi of Tisha B'Av has in it both nekudot. A, it hurts. I got hit. But that I got hit by who? So that's the vad, the connection. This is the Bechi, Rabbi Yisai. So mitz Hashem, we should be zoichataka, that we shouldn't need the Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't need it. And the way to fix it, Rabbi Yisai, is to behave. To behave like a yid. We're not where we're supposed to be. We're not where we're supposed to be. We don't even know what it means, hadara, the royalty. The royalty of what a yid looks like, what it sounds like, and the way he should behave. But that's the only way we're going to bring the ge'ula. The chum within the gullus is when we realize and we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the zeich of Araya. Right now. I can't promise you the third base HaMikdash. That we can't promise you tomorrow. That you have to daven for. There's a Moedik of Chafetz Chaim. Music of Shtikl Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says that just like a Schar Sachir, you're only over if he asks for it, and you don't give it to him. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the Sichus, you have to be Teveh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach. If you're not Teveh Mashiach, then he's not going to give it to you, just like Schar Sachir. Chafetz Chaim says this. That just like Pula, it's in the Mechtav. That just like Pula Schar Sachir, I got to found it very interesting, because they all asked the Kasha, how could it be, it says in Gemara, Kufiyat Aleph and Ksubis, that one of the shvuos Hashem made Klal Yisrael promise is that they won't doichikas Hashon. Rashi says shlo yarbe b'tachnunim. That Nala ask a lot for the geula. That they shouldn't force the geula through tefila. So I asked L'chayr, what do you do with this Rambam? This Chofetz Chaim. That says you have to be teveya. So kumi dipshad is marbe is a lot, but the word teveya means admasai. That's it. You're right. Doesn't have to sit. But it has to be in your mind, that's it. We've come to Achlata, he's got to come. And I grabbed this so interesting, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Kapach, the Kapach Pirush Mishnayis, on the Yud Beis Ikrim, one of them is to believe in Mashiach. He says, Levoi, you have to love the Mashiach. And also, Lispalel, Shiyav, you have to daven that he should come. So there's a chiyuv to daven. So what does it mean? I guess you're not supposed to daven a lot. But you're supposed to daven now, Admosa, he's got to come. He's got to come. So this is Rabbi Isai, is the son. Rabbi Yisrael, it can't continue. We can't go to... It's bursting. The matzah bursts. It gets worse and worse, and it's going to burst. Bechia. Cry to the Eibishter. This year, Yerushalayim.